Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Yon, what's up, mga katunay? Iba here.
Maki here.
Bakpago here. Binabati ko nga pala yung mga taga San Martin de Porres.
San Martin de Porres.
Ano ba ang represent?
Bak, tayo ka muna. Tayo ka. Tayo ka.
Tayo ka. Outfit check.
Fashion check ba to?
Outfit check. Paro. Pakita mo yung t-shirt mo.
Okay. Alam mo, pinili ni Bak yung outfit na to kasi alam niya, kailangan namin ng sponsor para maawa yung guest namin sa kanya.
Dress accordingly.
Now, we've got Q815, our friends from Cebu in the house.
Yes, sir.
Big Sugar D.
What's up, TNR? What's up?
And Omar from Cebu via Cavite.
Yeah, what's up, Mix Cavite Cebu?
Yari tayo, mawala
tayo sa trabaho. Ito na yung bagong post ng tunay na rider. All right, no, and medyo maraming mainit na balita, and we're gonna go into this. The main topic of the show is we're gonna be talking about the Bohol Loop.
Yeah.
Yun.
Mototourism to, ah. Hindi to endurance, ah. Nililinaw ko ngayon pa lang.
This is the types of rides that I enjoy doing. All of the Q815 Philippine Moto Tourism rides that I've gone on have always been a lot of fun kasi ang daming pagkain, true, sobrang immersion, yep, and hindi lang kilometers yung habol mo, but really friends yung binibilang mo, correct, locations, ilan pulutan, diba? That's the kind of ride I'm into. So I'm really excited to talk about this. But before that, grabe, ang daming balita.
Mm-hmm.
Aha!
Mm. Aha. So let's keep the mainit one last. Let's talk about the friendly ones first. All right. Well, we did the Turotech travel event that was in La Union. Ilan ba tayo?
140? 50 lang yung participants. So sabihin natin mga nasa 180.
Oh, nandun sila Sen JV, sila Raymond, sila Alvin D, sila Boss Vic, Boss Vinch, ang lahat ng mga boss nandun.
Hindi naman yun ride eh.
Tambay yun. Tambay. Again, the types of ride, but by the beach. And this is the 14th Turotech travel event.
Turotech vacation event. Dapat
yun. Turotech vacation event. And it's kind of like glamping with friends.
Walang ano doon, first to arrive.
Wala. Kung may first to arrive, the day before pa lang, nandun na kami ni Buck.
First to buffet.
First to buffet, yun. Pwede. Unahan sa buffet.
Grabe yung buffet doon, no?
No, and then it was a lot of fun. Really super chill.
Thanks kay Patrick.
Oh, Patrick. Ano pangalan ng resort?
Yung Puerto de San Juan.
Puerto de San Juan. If you ride, go to Puerto de San Juan because right next to Puerto de San Juan is an off-road beach track. Mm-hmm. Sobrang saya. Epic yung mga shots namin. All right, Mackie. While we were in La Union,
nasa BGC ako.
Oh,
no?
Mackie, you got invited to that event via Tunay na Rider. Nag-post ka ba sa Tunay na Rider?
Oo naman. Shinare ko. Pinost ko muna sa akin to, shinare ko dun sa Tunay na Rider.
Win. Yung win-win dyan si Mackie eh.
Yung sarili, syempre.
Hindi, alam nyo bakit? Yung metrics nalilipat sa inyo eh.
No! May na lang tayo,
man! Ganon kalakas ang page ko. Oh. China, nagbabiral yun.
Okay, so but kami ni Buck, we were able to check out the bikes few days before the launch. These are the new Triumphs and
Speed 400 and Scrambler 400X.
Yung astig doon, pahare. Not just the looks, it looks like a big bike. I mean, like it's a bigger bike.
Parang pareho ng size ng 600 eh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pero magkano yon, Maki?
Yung Speed 400 is 299,000.
Ha?
Mm. Grabe.
Tapos
grabe.
Yung Scrambler 400X is 330,000.
Ha?
Ande, 339. So, ha? Parang
ba't ang mura?
40,000 difference.
Pare, masisira yung merkado dito.
Matatalo niyo, Rusi, pag ganyan.
Kawawa si Rusi. And what do you guys think? Have you seen that bike?
Yeah, I've ganda. Seen them already.
Pero it's beautiful. It's got pedigree.
True.
And the price is crazy.
I think that's going to be their cheapest bike in the market that's brand new with a new engine, some new technology as well, being introduced to a lower CC bike. That's expressway legal.
I think if anybody asks me what should their first motorcycle, I don't know, what I recommend their first motorcycle will be, it's... It used to be the KTM Duke 390 or the Husqvarna 401. But I don't know. Until I try it.
299.
Yeah.
299.
This might be it. Hindi, na-try mo ba, Maki?
Naupuan ko lang. Tsaka ano, konting andar-andar lang. Kasi ano eh, nagpapaschedule sila ng test ride. So that was a media launch. And... it's the same day they announced na available yung bike sa dealer. So, pwede na kayong bumili, pwede na kayong mag-test ride.
Kumusta yung height?
Matangkad yung ano, mas matangkad yung scrambler ng mga siguro 20 millimeters.
Ano yung mas bagay kay Gino Rufino?
Eh, yung 400 na speed.
Kailangan yata na mag-ganon.
Yung 400 speed. Actually, same frame sila. Magkaiba lang yung equipment. Tapos, yung Scrambler 4X, meron siyang kasamang, ano na, handguard. Oh, tapos, may, ano na, skid plate ng kasama.
For the big boys in the room, like Omar, Big Sugar, and myself, will we look okay on the Scram?
Realistic.
Realistic, oh.
Ano naman, nung nandun tayo sa warehouse, sinakyan mo?
Oh.
Okay, naman. Hindi siya 400 eh.
Nah, hindi, okay naman. Yung siguro yung 400 na scrambler, okay sa inyo. Pero yung speed, medyo masyado siya ng ano eh, maliit eh. So, scrambler siguro bagay.
And Omar, what do you think? Price, Triumph?
Good for me?
No, actually, Triumph user siya.
Yeah, oh, I'm a bike user. Yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah,
your bike?
Oh. I have Triumph 660.
That
I use in sa Ironman. Ito lang.
Ooh, yun ba yung Trident? O
get
yung,
out.
Ano, yung, o yung, ano, yung...
Tiger 660.
Wow.
Same Tiger. Engine with the Trident. Oh, so, ginawa ko siya sports adventure.
Yes, yes.
With the red one. So,
tapos next week, libre siya ng 1,200.
Huh?
Bro, wag may board ka.
Sorry.
Hindi pa alam ni Mrs. Bro. Kaya sabi ko sa'yo.
Nako.
Wala na. Tatawagan na yung bangko. Patay na ako.
Ano lang, pinapahiram sa'yo ni, ano, ni Sir Trunks. Shout out.
Shout out.
Boss
Trunks.
Boss Trunks.
Good evening.
Hindi ko may imagine.
Boss Trunks, medyo kailangan niya tribak ng konting tulong.
I think hindi damit yung kailangan niya, yung pagtapal siguro. No? Yung letter Q.
Ito yung letter
Q. Okay. Oh.
Grabe ka naman, John C. Mga biggies. Sa camera lang yan.
Hindi, para sa kanya.
Ah, okay.
Para kay John.
Lahat biggies.
Lahat biggies, John C. Okay. Kaya ba ni John C yung Triumph?
Tingin ko yung ano lang, yung Speed 400. Kasi matangkad. Ako, para sa akin, tiptoe na ako dun sa ano eh. Sa Scrambler eh.
Pero it might be a good option for John C if he gets a quick bike, no?
John C, sukatin mo.
Sukatin mo yung Triumph.
Oo.
Mag-boots ka na matangkad. Parang si
Aris. Alright. May atraso ako.
Ano?
I'm sorry, Jimmy Barinaga. Sinulat ko sa calendar ko. Pero next week. Nag-launch kayo this week.
Pumunta Google yan.
Ako yung nagkamali. Akala ko next week. Nung nakita ko yung mga pictures, uy, may early launch? Hindi pala.
Yun na pala yun.
Nakapunta ka doon, Maki?
Oo, nandun ako.
Buti na lang. Alright, kumusta?
Pinost ko rin muna sa akin, tsaka ako i-share sa team.
Para yung traffic.
Alam mo, syempre, ano, ako yung representative ng TNR. So, ang galing. Sobrang surreal yung pagkaka-launch. Ginawa nila yan sa Ayala Malls by
Roof
the Bay.
Deck.
Roof deck, sunset, tapos pagbaba ng araw, tsaka binalatan yung bikes. So, nangyari yung launch nung BSA yesterday, no? Yesterday. And yes, they unveiled the Gold Star. Priced, starts at 512. It's a 650cc roadster, single cylinder, and we're the first BSA dealer outside Europe, the only dealer in Asia.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes. Galing talaga ni Jimmy.
Eh, di ba ang dami nun sa India? Asia yun ah.
Eh, wala sa India.
Nawala sa India?
Hindi, wala parang dealer sa India.
Hmm.
So, lahat ng dealers ng BSA is all
talaga?
Over you. Yes. Yes. Pinakita yung map eh. Di ba? So, congratulations, Hardcore Brother Customs. They will do a public launch this Saturday yata. Kailan ba yan?
Hindi ka na-imbita ni Jimmy.
Hindi na.
Na-invite
na. Hindi ka sumisilpot.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Ayan. So, that's it. They launched, the BSA brand was launched and also they unveiled the Gold Star 650.
Have you guys been following the BSA?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's it has a very, very long history already. So, and then their comeback means something. So I'm really excited to see more of them on the road too. And I'm actually excited to try one out.
May dealer na ba sa Cebu?
Wala pa.
Oh, pwede ka na mag-dealer.
Oh, yeah. let me think about that.
Ah, teka.
Sir Trunks, alam mo na.
Kung talagang nagpe-pay attention si Maki dun sa launch, ano ang ibig sabihin ng BSA?
Ah, alam ko yan.
Game!
Hindi, alam ko yung
sagot. Nakikikain lang si Maki.
yung online traffic importante.
Idol ko si Gino. Raffle na ba? Ganun ako dun eh. Hindi, it's Birmingham Small Arms.
That's okay.
Research.
Nakita ko sa slideshow eh.
And then, one thing that came out on the news is the Supreme Court overturned basically what they came out with was that LGUs in Metro Manila cannot issue tickets to traffic violators. Only people who are deputized by the MMDA. So you won't have yung mga weird rules na it's all centralized. What do you guys think of that?
Inoverturned nila.
So basically, MMDA lang yung pwede mag-issue ng traffic violation tickets.
At saka LTO.
Well, deputized ng MMDA. In Metro Manila, swerte yung mga kaibigan natin sa Cebu.
Kami were not affected.
Wala silang ganon.
In Metro Manila lang.
Oo.
Naku, dami na naman magugutom na na traffic enforcer.
Actually, I mas matinong kausap yung MMDA. Kasi bawat Metro Manila City, iba yung ano, kilos pare, di ba?
Naku, sir! 2-day seminar to! 2-5 ang bayad dyan! Pwede naman kitang tulungan kung tutulungan mo ko.
So, I mean, I think it's a good
sasabihin,
thing.
Ang sasabihin, boss.
Oh, bakit ba? Bakit ba? Mukhang on the way here, may nangyari ah.
Off the record na lang. Off the record.
Out of towners kayo. So, syempre mga rules dito, medyo iba, di ba?
Yeah. Hey, ang lagi na ginagawa ganito. Boss, ano ba ang, ano, English ng, ang tawag doon? Dalawang, ano yun, anong Tagalog ng, hindi, anong English?
Ay, nako! Na, next! Next!
Sige na, wag na, wag na. Umaya na lang.
So anyway, I think it's a good thing. Yung challenge lang, kulang lang yung mga MMD enforcers. So they need to figure out how they're gonna deputize and work with the LGUs.
At saka may mga ano na eh, may mga yung non-contact. Binalik ba yun?
Hindi eh, hindi eh.
Ah, okay.
Wala, wala pa, wala pa.
So tinanong ka ba kanina, Big Sugar din ng ano, sir, saan kayo na uwi pa niyan? Ang layo niyo pa.
Tutubusin mo pa yung license mo
diyan. Seminar pa yan.
Seminar pa.
Naku. We were very respectful.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, dapat. Okay, okay, okay. Basta respect sa kalsada. Speaking of respect, may ano, dalawa dito.
Ano?
Nakasama sa BIMC. And medyo mainit yung BIMC. Did you guys catch the hearing sa Congress?
Yeah.
And we were talking about this earlier. That really is kind of impacting the entire motorcycle scene. A lot of people don't know about the different types of motorcycle events. Ako, I'm a chill rider. I gravitate to the Q815, Philippine Moto Tourism, the breakfast ride events, yung Unity Ride, yung mga ganun klaseng ride. Wherein, there's nothing to prove, right? It's all about the experience and the immersion and experiencing the beauty of the Philippines. Other people like Omar and Mackie, they like to be challenged. So I guess the question here is, what do you guys think about what's been going on with BIMC and Iron Man?
So
kung ayaw niyo sagutin, any hard question, ibataw mo kay Mackie.
So yeah, I think Mackie would be the best.
Kasi Iron Man na no finisher din yan.
I'm second emotion.
Guys, dami ko nang sinabi, okay? Ayoko nang ulitin lahat 'yun kasi tatagal tayo eh. Pero yung organizers, alam, hindi naman talaga sila nagkulang sa mga paalala.
Nagsobra pa nga eh.
Oh, di ba? Pero as a participant, yung kakulangan ng disiplina ng mga participants, yun yung nakita kong kailangan improve. Yun lang sasabihin ko.
Yung tignan yung mga post ni Mackie, he said something about needing a drug test. Ano ba yung mga sabi ni Mackie?
Pag-usapan na natin yan last okay. Episode.
Pero okay, do you guys agree? Do you think Iron Man should be continued? Mackie?
Hindi ko alam.
Omar?
Hindi ko rin alam eh.
May option ilayo yung mic.
Siguro.
I think it should be ano.
Siguro kung magagawin pa nila ng paraan na ma-less or ma-avoid yung mga ganong pangyayari. Pero I was there eh. Ang hirap eh. Oo, diba? Yung alam mo yung at first ano na yung mga rider eh. Yung diba nagpapakawalan sila every hour, every ano. Then habang tumatagal lalong yung intense ng tao eh, even the four wheels, punti ka na magbagaan, right? After the starting lineup. So, andun ako. So, basta, iba. kung mahina loob mo, madadamay ka eh. At wala ka masyadong ano.
Oh, yeah. Tama. Ayan, so ito na lang. Quote natin si Boss Raymond Gabriel. There's a way to save BIMC.
Oh, well, see, Raymond, he was one of, I forget what he called it, the person who was heading one of the Ironmans before. And ginawa niya selfie trip. para bumagal yung mga tao. May mga kailangan kay accomplish bawat lugar. And I thought that was cool. It kind of weeds out. But the problem is, okay, like there was a dude who got disqualified, right? Pero sinasabi niya, ay, isasama pa rin ako. Diba? So let's say you only have the you're very, very strict with the rules, it will still attract people who wanna go fast, who wanna do stuff that are kind of dangerous on public roads. So I think that's what they need to solve. How do you solve that problem?
Kaya parang ano eh, mas maganda yung idea na yung patur-tur lang, tourism.
Yung mga dagat-dagat.
Tulad mo ano, yung gagawin nila sa Bohol. Diba?
Yun, segue.
Usapan natin yan.
Yes, sir. Galing, oh.
Anong tamahala nun? The Bohol Tour.
Bohol Loop.
2024.
So how is the Bohol Loop different? I mean, we know why. And I've been trying to explain the whole time why. Pero coming from you guys, Big Sugar.
Right. So, Loop PH or Q815. So, we started producing these type of events since 2021. We started with Cebu Loop way back 2021. And then from Cebu Loop, we've seen the things that we need to improve on. So, we really didn't produce anything at all after the Cebu Loop in 2021. What we did was did a lot of R&Ds, research and developments on how to make things better. 2022, we decided to pull up the first inter-island motorcycle loop, which is the Cebu Negros loop. Starting from Cebu, traversing to Negros via roll-on-roll of cargos and then back for 2 days. Last year was a better year for us. We were able to develop our own app, so we can track all participants, how fast are they going,
oh,
if
wow.
they need help, if they need support. So, and we've been using that app ever since we started Bohol Loop of March last year. So, Bohol Loop last year was very
well. Pahiram mo yung app niyo sa BIMC?
We will be more than happy to discuss things. We're open to that idea. I think all of us has the same... goal. The goal here is to really promote the motorcycle tourism local, because of course the moment that these type of events goes really big, other countries will start hearing it already, you know. And then so the end thing here is that we can start promoting the Philippines as an international motorcycle tourism and start inviting, you know, other riders coming from all over the world to experience our roads, experience our mountains, our sceneries, and all that. That's our, on our side, that's our main goal.
So let's go back to Iron Man. Mackie, yung sinuport mo lang in those communities were all the Petron stations, di ba? Di ba? Puro gasolinahan lang yun.
Hindi, pati yung mga karinder sa gilid. Umahin kami nun.
Pero with the loop, you're really bringing your resources. You're getting people to spend in these communities.
True. So what we want to do is we want to bring an X amount number of riders in a particular island or a particular province or region, right? And then we work with the provincial tourism offices and regional tourism offices, like Department of Tourism for that region and so on. In that way, there's going to be a collaborative effort between what we want to achieve and how we can help promote their local tourism. Case in point, for example, okay, with Bohol Loop, when we started this one, instantly we didn't went to the governor's office. What we did was we talked to Department of Tourism Region 7, because our Department of Tourism for Region 7, they have their own Motor 7 project. So
yun ang hashtag na ginagamit natin noon sa yes, Cebu.
Yung oh. During the Philippine Motorcycle Ride. So we have the Motor 7 project in Cebu. Tinay-up lang namin siya sa Philippine Motorcycle Tourism so it can be known widely inside the Philippines or nationwide. So dun siya nagsimula actually. So instead of promoting gas stations, instead of promoting mga private businesses and whatnot, what we did was get the
most haunted houses
coming from the provincial tourism offices. Diba? So, ang target namin dito is at the moment we start riding, we don't call our stops as checkpoints, rather we call it as tourism destinations.
Mm-hmm.
So, the moment that they get there, there's a bunch of things that they can do, and with the support of the local government units of different municipalities and cities, we're able to achieve a lot of different things. Let's say, for example, we have one of the checkpoints early morning na pupuntahan namin as a tourism destination na si municipality would like to welcome all participants by providing them breakfast.
Wow, okay. Yes. Yung mga local delicacies.
Mga local delicacies. Yun,
no?
Coffee, mga kakanin.
Yun.
So, literally, parang siyang ride na food trip.
Pero yung problema nun, pagkakain mo ng breakfast na kakanin, pare, may siesta time ba?
Meron.
Naka-budget yun?
So, yung next checkpoint naman kasi nun, dagat naman.
Yun!
Oh, sarap.
Beachfront ka.
Sarap,
so,
diba?
Beachfront, may coffee ka rin. If you guys wanna swim, if you guys wanna chill, you can do so.
Dadaanan
ba yung ano yung Blood Compact Monument?
Yes.
O magbo-Blood Compact ka doon.
Magbo-Blood Compact.
Yes.
Alay niyo yung dugo nito.
Can we share the screen? So I just wanna
papakita ni
yung brother, you made day one na route. Explain ko lang.
Kakanin, dagat, tapos siesta.
Kasama ba si Chris?
Oo. Siyempre.
Yun ang challenge. Dami.
Yun.
So, pag hindi kasama yan, hindi ako papayagan.
Yes. Sasama, dadating si Maki eh. Oh. Kayong dalawang wala.
Wala eh.
Wala. Diba? Magkasabay kasi event eh.
For example, like this one, for the route map for day one,
ganda.
We will all be starting from the Tagbilaran's old airport.
Mm.
So yung venue po natin, nasa runway po kami.
Uy!
Yes. Parang BIMC.
Oh, di ba?
Parang BIMC.
Pwede ba tumap speed dyan? Nakaganon?
Oo nga, runway din.
Last year,
runway.
Last year, dyan din kami nag-stay eh. It's actually better so that we can house everybody. Pati yung pag-provide ng safety and security, andyan na rin.
Parang pag feeling mo nun, parang kasi Tom Cruise nasa runway na.
we have a way to answer that too. So yung runway po kasi naka-shutdown siya.
The Public Relations Society of the Philippines presents Breaking Down the Buzz, Best Practices in Communications and Public Relations. Each episode is a crash course in various comms and PR strategies that shape the landscape. Join in the conversation with thought leaders and industry innovators, ushering PR into the next generation. Be inspired, get connected, and stay updated. Don't miss an episode. Like, follow, subscribe now, and kickstart your PR career growth with PRSP's Breaking Down the Buzz.
Oh, hindi naman siya open for.
Okay.
So may mga nakatalaga tayo mga call this mga PNP officials to block para maka-avoid mo na mga testing na nangyayari.
I gotta tell you.
Baka may mag-top speed dyan kasi runway, di ba?
Oh, huli so, si Maki pag nag-testing.
The first time my first interaction with Big Sugar D is pinapagalitan kami sa Cebu. Inis na inis si Maki eh.
Really?
Kasi we all know that there's an issue when it comes to releasing of plaka and right?
Oh, tama.
But
yun.
The rules state you no plate, no ride.
Correct.
Oh.
And Big Sugar D was very strict doon sa Cebu.
Yes. Correct.
And rightly so, because this is the law. And you, if anything happened in that event, which you guys helped organize,
correct,
kayo yung mayayari.
Yes.
Saka may mga officials na present.
Diba? So, ako, unang ano talaga is you, my initial feel with how you guys organize stuff is it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be immersive, but you will be strict about rules and regulations.
Yes. Because it's really not easy to organize.
Inis na inis si Maki noon. Sino to?
Hindi ah.
Kasi ganito yan eh.
Tama naman. Agree. Oh.
Kasi,
Maki, makinig ka.
Lahat tayo bumibisita ng isang lugar. For example, kami, nag-ride din kami, ang grupo ng Q815, kung saan sa kami umaabot. Diba? What you wanna do is you want to respect the law or the rule of the land.
Kami bisita po, tayo doon sa lugar na yan.
Yun ang pinaka-ayoko nangyayari. Kumbaga, we welcome you in our house and you're gonna do stuff like that, yes, na makaka-affect sa public. That's what we want to try to avoid. So medyo strict kami when it comes to things like that. Hindi kami, kayo siguro, kaya kung nainis si Maki, malamang hindi siya nakaride dahil wala siyang plate number. If I'm not mistaken, Maki, para nag-backride ka sa
kay
Jan.
Binakride. Tama ba? Binakride ko si Jan C.
Now I remember kung ba't siya nainis.
Sumisigaw si Jan C eh.
Pero, ha?
Grabe!
Mas maganda yung video na nakuha namin.
Correct.
Dahil doon.
Oo.
Di ba? Kasi kung ako nagra-ride, walang makikita. Puro speed lang yung mangyayari.
Then saka parang nangyari doon is that you guys cannot overtake each other.
Correct. Correct.
Then we're trying to promote not only Motor 7 but also Philippine Motorcycle Tourism.
Yes, tama.
It is a brand that we, na nagpa-participate sa mga PMT events, respects a lot. The, kumbaga parang, ba't mo dudumihan yung sarili mo na grupo?
Mm.
Grabe, no, nire-respeto sila doon ng kapwa nila.
No, dude, I mean, I was very happy because my bike had plates.
Si ano? Si paano ito?
790 yun, di ba?
790 yun.
Saka ano rin, no?
Si Joey din, hindi yung di tumakbo.
Hindi nakatakbo.
Si Joey din.
Pero, nirespect niya yung decision.
Yes,
na,
yes. Ano,
di tumakbo.
And we're thankful. Alam ko, may mga nainis, may mga nagalit. Siyempre, galing pa kayo ng Luzon. Some are galing pa ng Mindanao na hindi nakatakbo during the PMT ride last year. It's something that I believe I can say I'd like to apologize, but
no, need to apologize. Nakaride ako eh.
Oh, yun nga.
Kaya pala.
We have to understand there is a law that we have to follow.
Sundin batas.
Sundin yung batas. So you guys will be equally strict this time.
Yeah, ever since we've never changed anything. The moment you sign up, all the signups comes inside our app. Eh. So before we give you the route. Kasi yung nakita nyo mapa kanina, for example lang yan eh. Yung mapa, yung sa day one na mapa, saka sa day two na mapa, meron mga places yan na dapat yung puntahan because that's where the QR codes are.
Basahin nga natin. Old Tagbilaran.
So,
tapos,
this, first one is Old Tagbilaran Airport as a destination one. Then after that, you move to Candihay. The Candihay is not part there, but it will be a stopover because the municipality will be serving breakfast for
everyone. Wow!
And then you proceed to Anda Tourist Information Center, which is, ito yung, kung nakita niyo yung post ko, I think about a week ago, na I think 1 kilometer stretch siya ng white
ang
sand.
Ang ganda dyan.
Uy.
Yan yung white sand beach ng Bohol.
Yes.
Yung Anda.
And then there's the Kadapdapan Rice Terraces.
Sa Trinidad yan.
Then we have Trinidad Municipal Hall,
see?
Bilar Man-Made Forest, and then go back to the Old Tagbilaran Airport.
God.
This is not, this, what you see here, is where the QR codes are located. But during inside the app, there would be additional areas that are destinations that we suggest you visit. Let's say, for example, merong falls. I keep on forgetting the name. I'd like to apologize. But merong falls dito somewhere sa may Candihay area na sobrang ganda ng falls. I can't show it to you guys, but...
Grabe. And you know what's awesome about Bohol? Sobrang bait nila sa riders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang bait. Like kung mga truck drivers na bumibiyahe doon, yung mga ano, they will let you pass, hindi ka...
Ooh,
oh, wow!
No.
Mukhang malaking middle finger.
Hindi, paborito ko yan. Yung Bohol na yan, meron diyang part sa gitna ng Anda, papuntang Tagbilaran, yung Albuquerque Church.
Albuquerque, yeah.
Albuquerque?
Da. Oh, Albo.
Talaga?
Albo.
Albuquerque. Oh.
Bohol is very...
Sa Bohol pala yun?
Oh.
Bohol is the very first UNESCO geosite in the Philippines.
Wow. Correct.
So technically, the island is protected. They have, like for example, yung sa mga rice terraces nila, the old churches, like oh my
yeah,
God,
yeah.
Lobok River, the Tarsiers.
Yep, yep.
Diba?
Yep.
If it's true, who can explain bakit sa Bohol lang may Tarsier? Bakit sa Bohol lang may Chocolate Hills?
Wait, Maki, huwag ka pumasok doon sa Tarsier Park.
Bakit?
Baka hindi ka papalabasin eh.
ginawa
niya. Gagano lang si Maki.
Hindi Delhi kasi yun ah.
Boss, can you move to day 2? So day 2.
North naman.
Yeah, pa iba naman yung route. Pa north naman tayo sa day 2. For day 2, will be it's really not gonna start in the Old Tagbilaran Airport because what's happening here is that, or what's gonna happen here is that, let's say you wake up 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. So from your hotels or from your resorts, you can just go ahead and proceed to ride, go to the destinations. Kasi wala naman po tayong time limit. Wala naman po tayong kailangan by this time dapat nandun ka na sa location na yan.
Dapat, may question ako.
Go ahead.
Meron bang time limit sa gabi na hanggang gantong oras?
Wala. Kasi the culminating activity happens, sa day one meron.
Ang so, time limit hanggang...
is until 7 p.m.
Okay. Pag 7 p.m. lumagpas,
automatic yung 7 p.m. naka-shutdown na lahat ng QR codes.
Ah. So hindi ka na pwedeng manda.
So kung nasan kayo, you guys have to stay there. Diba? Okay. We will be communicating directly to the participants kung sino yung out of the route by that time. Because our app has the capability to call the riders.
Wow. Galing.
We can send them text messages if needs be.
So hindi na sila pwedeng gumala tapos hanap na lang sila ng accommodation doon sa...
Wala kang accommodation in that.
Like, so we work with...
Na-flatan ka or something.
So yeah, for example, may flat ka or kailangan ikarga yung motor mo. Meron
working... Hindi CST yung gulong mo.
Ha? CST, CST type.
Hindi, pag na-flatan ka.
Kung na-flatan ka,
baka... Hindi, CST gulong mo. Pero that's a good way to... But for kami naman kasi since we work closely with the provincial disaster response units, magpapatakbo po kami ng truck ng PDRRMO ng Bohol, ng province of Bohol, to make sure na kung may mga kailangan ng tulong, matutulungan sila.
Wow. Nice,
we also have about 120 marshals day one, another 120 marshals on day two who would be spread out during the entire route. And we're also with the help of the PDRRMO, local response units, LDRRMOs, we're expecting that every 15 to 20 kilometers, there's an available ambulance nearby.
Mm,
so just in case.
Awesome. How many people are supporting this for the riders?
We closed at 2,001 participants.
Grabe, dami.
2,001.
Sino yun?
So, gaano kalaki yung support team? And what are the agencies that are supporting the riders?
So, our team, we have about 50 only working committee. Kasama ko, of course, ang team Q815, sino Boss Ron, Boss Rungs, sino Jet Li. Yung mga kasama po nating
vloggers. Si Motodogo.
Yeah,
may Kevin, guard dog tayo.
Motodogo. Siya po yung K9, official K9 unit natin ng security.
Bomb sniffer.
For the agencies, of course, we're working not only with the provincial offices, governor's office, congressman's office, mayor's office, and all
there's
that.
There's an army behind this.
Yeah, we're working with the provincial disaster units, regional PNP, provincial PNP, all traffic management offices for both cities and municipalities. Barangay, even on the barangay tanod level, we're also requesting them to be present on these dates. And this is a huge help coming from the office of the governor, Aris Aumentado, who's supporting these type of events because there's actually value in what we do.
Okay, so you've got the governor supporting, you've got all these agencies and institutions. Hindi sila kinakabahan dahil sa Ironman?
Good question. Hindi kasi kami, yung event namin medyo malayo sa Ironman.
Oh, pero I mean, like for people who don't know, people who haven't experienced with you guys.
So, can we show the ano bang page?
Yan, si Motodogo daw, official snack sniffer.
Nakatawa. Meron kami pinopost yung attention loopers. So this one, ayan. This is posted. So for announcements like this one, we use not only our own page, but we also use their own pages. Page po ng governor, page po ng mga provincial information offices, municipal information offices, kinakalat po yan up to the barangay level.
And 29 rider.
And 29 rider. Yeah. Right now. Kinakalat po namin to. So itong announcement to, for example, we urge all loopers. I guess we are very proud to say that this is the first event of a kind that will be offering a safety riding clinic
by
training diba? Center.
Graduate kami ni Motoclide.
Ako sana by April. Sana.
Dapat you have to take the road captainship.
Kasi, I want to start on the very
basic. No. But you build, kasi may levels yun.
Yeah.
Ako, I don't like the responsibility of organizing. But you, because you're doing these things, road captain ka. You need to go all the way up to that. Kami, sa likod lang kami.
Pinanggit ko to sa rant ko, sabi ko, yung mga ibang events dapat mag-require ng training. Before
certification.
Start. Oh, kahit refresher course lang. So ginagawa na pala ng ano to, Bohol Loop.
Yeah,
'di ba?
So yun kasi yung isa na pansin namin na lucky sa amin last year. How can we really reinforce safety riding? Kasi normally, nagpapalabas na kami ng mga blow baguettes natin, check your helmet, check your gear, so mga ganun. But does everybody, it's impossible for all 2,000 to really adapt to it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Diba? So the best way to push this one is to offer a free riding clinic by a respected, you know.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Riding school, Coach Tani will be there joining us on that day. Coach Irwin will be there. The others will be in, you know, where you guys will be. Can't announce it yet.
Pwede na ba natin sabihin, hindi pa?
Hindi pa. And then, of course, with the Department of Tourism, will be offering the Filipino brand of service training as well. It's really so that's a good question. So FBS, or Filipino Brand of Service, it's really to showcase how Filipinos are, how welcoming we are, to showcase to the world. So we're just going to share it to the riders, because this event is not just for Filipinos. We have participants here who's coming from the UK, who's coming from the US. Last Negros Loop, we had two riders coming from the UK who just flew in, rented motorcycles in Negros just to join the loop. So we're getting there. You know, we're getting there, and that's the reason why we're working hard to get it. Can we get the other attention loopers, please?
Grabe no pag ano?
Oh, yeah. Yon.
So this one
naman. Maki, ha?
Grabe pag inano mo talaga, pag gusto mo talagang i-promote ang safety. Pwede naman.
Yeah.
Oh, maraming paraan.
Correct.
It's a team effort, you know. It's
oh, basahin natin para sa mga para sa mga makikinig sa podcast, basahin natin. Ano nakasulat?
So yeah, attention loopers, Bohol Loop 2024 is not a race. All participants are expected to adhere to motorcycle riding safety rules and follow speed limits, and enforcement will be implemented in designated areas. This measure is to ensure your safety and the safety of the public.
That's parang movie ano, no? Movie announcement, pare.
Kung hindi, re-wrestlingin kayo ni Big Sugar D.
Oh, sa mga nakapatas,
Omar,
yung nakalagay, not a race, naka-bold yan na naka-red.
Sa tagal ko nang kakilala itong kaibigan ko, every time narinig ko, boss, ito, sarap matulog.
napasa ko ba yung ano yung loop PH na ano?
Wait, question.
Yes.
Ayan.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask a couple questions. Okay, it's not a race, obviously.
Obviously, sorry.
It's got a good pace.
Yep.
Riding enforcement will be implemented in designated areas. Mm. What does that mean?
We're not gonna require traffic management units to pause traffic lights, block intersections.
Walang VIP treatment. Walang wang-wang. And then, oh, go, go, go.
Walang pinapaunang senador.
Yeah, so basically, bawal, kung red light, red light.
Red light.
If it stop, everybody stops. Kung tatawid, patawid rin.
Okay.
Kung nag-violate. Matigas ulo ni Maki.
Lahat po ng mga kasama po natin from the PNP traffic management units, even yung mga local traffic enforcers, they are asked to issue out tickets if needs be.
Huli oh, ka. Yes. Huli ka.
Huli.
Wait, so they'll confiscate your license in Bohol?
they have. There is an office in for LTO in Bohol if needs be.
Oh.
Mali ka.
Watch out, guys.
Watch out.
Hindi, alam naman po ng mga participants natin yun ever since.
Naku, sir, seminar to.
Even, no, po, pero even yung mga participants natin na gumagamit ng mga loudpipe, when they join the event, binaback to stock talaga nila.
Yan.
Mga wang-wang, yung mga ganun.
Wala pong sumasali na kawang-wang. Pati po yung mga ilaw sa amin, controlled.
So, may scrutiny ring?
Meron po.
Oh, yan ang wow! Tunay na scrutiny ring.
So, what goes in the scrutiny? Like, do you check like the depth of the tread ng gulong, or is it more like loud pipes, yung mga so stuff that violate ordinances?
So that's where our partners come in. Hindi namin kaya lahat yan.
Magaling yung partners niyo.
Yeah.
LTO so, partners.
Not necessarily. For example, some of our partners like Castro.
Yun.
Castro is the one who checks their oils. LuPH, we offer free change oil. Whether big money or
small. What?
Free change oil!
Libre. Padala ko na yung motor ko doon.
And then we have our partners.
Gabitin mo yung Desert X.
We have our partners from CSE Tires and Maxxis Tires who checks on the tires as well. If they want to purchase new tires, they can get a good amount of discount talaga. On site. Pwedeng i-install yung mga gulong nila on site. So it really depends on the participant.
Pagka wala kang magandang jersey, bili ka ng Q815.
Di may kasama na po yun.
Oh, may kasamang jersey.
May kasamang Panis. Jersey. So,
wait. So you get ito? Free change oil, you've got support, you've got like people watching your back all across the ano. Are you charging like 10,000, 15,000 pesos for to join?
So the early registration is only 2,500. the late registration is only 3,000 pesos. they will be getting a vest.
May libre pagkain na kasama dyan?
Vest is
marami.
A vest.
Vest is a vest.
Kakanin nga eh. Tsaka delicacies, di ba?
And then,
ang ganda.
The best.
We're giving away a full sublimation shirt, a free cap, free oil, sa stickers, balaklava, for all the participants.
And you know yung, why?
Yung logo sa vest, bawal takpan, di ba?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, alam niya, guys, ha?
You know why I like joining?
Bawal daw takpan yung mga sponsor best, ha? May mga logo, ha?
You know why I like joining yung mga events nila? Tignan mo yung sizes. Oh. Lahat ng damit kasya sa akin.
Yes, sir.
may available.
Walang bias. Walang bias.
By the way, sir, Jan,
sa GC. Baka pwede ipa-show up.
Si Boss Omar.
May nakita akong message kanina ni Sir Raymond Gabriel regarding yung LuPH na hindi mawawala. Sir Raymond, malaking parte po kayo ng team na to. Maraming salamat po sa suporta ninyo, sa paggabay din po sa amin. No? Para sa atin naman po lahat to. Lagi nyo pong sasabayan, mabuhay ang Philippine Motorcycle Tourism.
Salamat rin kami kay Ma'am Shi.
Hep, hep!
Raymond!
Galing. Excited na ako. Yung Bohol kasi, napunta ako na yan dati. Pero puro south side lang eh. So ngayon, lahat, no?
Wait, how many riders are you expecting?
So registered is 2,001.
Wow.
We have VIP riders. Approximately about 170.
Si Maki, VIP rider ba?
Maki is part of the VIP. Maki is actually the VIP.
The VIP!
para magselos kayo pagkatapos. Maki will be staying in a 4-star resort.
Hmm? What?
You know, 4-star accommodation. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Grabe.
Nakuha niyo po.
Sir David, ilang kilometer ba to?
So in totality, we will be riding about 624 or 634
Sarap!
Kilometers.
Day one, day two.
Day one, we will be riding about 286, and then day two, the.
Ilan calories per day? Mga 5,000. yung bilang dito hindi kilometer calories pa.
Ano ba
yan?
So for 2,500 on the registration,
grid kits.
Yung grid kits nila nahataas yung vest.
Ang dami, oh.
Yung paparapol na motor?
Oo. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Wait, 2.5 lang? Libreng pagkain.
May raffle pa.
May change oil. Mm. May raffle pa. Mm. May vest. Complete kit.
Gino, makeup, kung gusto mong lumipat, pwede lumipat, Gino.
Guys,
ha?
Mali kayo ng pinuntahan, sabi ko sa inyo.
Grabe.
na, joke lang. Kasabay
oy,
kasi. Dapat
Joanne, sa... Joanna, Joanna, sabi ni Maki, mali daw yung pinuntahan namin.
De, alam nyo ba?
Grabe,
dapat
grabe.
Talaga hindi pinagsabay tong event na to eh. Kasi parehas maganda eh.
Ito ha, shout out nga po pala sa CF Moto Motostrada for providing us with a raffle bike sa Pujo Django 150.
Mm-hmm. Sino rin naman nag-provide?
CF Moto for NK 150.
Mm-hmm.
Walang ano? 450
much.
MT?
Motostrada. Wala pa, wala pa.
Malapit na yun eh.
Ano yung isa? Ano yung
this
isa?
Is the brand new, all the all new release coming from Wheeltech group of companies. The this is a brand new Kawasaki Dominar 400
mm-hmm.
UG2. This one comes along with all the crash guards already.
Fully loaded
pioneers,
for looping.
Everything na.
Grabe. Sulit na sulit.
Yeah. So, ang mananalo nito, I think, will be the first owner of this. Of
wow.
This model.
Oy, shout out pala, Bohol Bikers.
Bohol Bikers. Bianca, shout out sa'yo.
Sin yan?
Ang galing.
Walang tawa na tawa sa sikot.
Sulit, sulit na sulit.
Ay, Bianca.
Bohol loop.
Sabi, nakakaingit pa. Eh.
Paano yung, ano, for example, may makulit na yung top speed. Tapos,
So,
ASMB yan.
So, basically, ang mangyayari po kasi meron tayong mga participants, passport participants na tinatag namin as DNF. Or tinatanggal namin as did not finish.
Okay.
Call this yung did not finish po kasi na yung participants or the participants na nagwawalwalan talaga.
Oo.
So, sa app namin kasi, natatrack na namin kung sino yung pinaka nag-spearhead.
Pero hindi mo maiwasan na. I mean, if like some guy says, ay, hindi ako invited, pero sasama ako.
True. We don't own the roads. You know? So, nangyari na po yan last year. We had about 1,400 participants from last March Bohol Loop. Pero ang total protocol tumakbo na sa mga 1,700.
Wow.
Ganun po siya. So may mga 200, 300 po na unregistered participants, you know. Wala na kami magagawa doon. Hindi namin pwedeng pagbawalan ang kung sino mag gustong sumama. Meron naman tayong mga participants na siguro a group of 5, 3 lang nakaparegister, yung dalawa isasama lang nila. And it's okay for us. Ang
pero
namin,
yung issue ko are the people that taint the event.
Yeah. Yun nga. So ang hiling
I mean,
namin, respetuhin
isama yung mo yung tropa na mabait rin, di ba? Hindi lang sila naka-register. Yeah. I think that's cool. They'll pay for themselves. They just want to be part of the event.
Correct.
But what about yung mga pasaway talaga?
So, ang ginagawa kasi namin dyan, just like what happened to Negros Loop, meron tayong mga participants na hindi kasali. May mga naki-ride lang talaga na hinahataw talaga. So, yung katulad ng mga yan, ang traffic management units na talaga ng mga municipality,
they will be strict. And will you guys be reporting? Uy, may na, ano, may nakita namin na ganon-ganon, nagta-top speed, or bahala na yung LGU doon?
Bahala na sa LGU. Kasi ang natatrack lang po namin is whoever has the app. And in order for them to use the app, they need to be registered because we're asking for their details inside our app. So type of motorcycle, driver's license, yung mga ganun.
So if, let's say, you track me on the app and I'm over speeding and you're like, oh wait, you already have all my details. You have evidence.
We will call you.
You will call me.
Yeah.
Will you report me?
Yes.
Oh, yun! Panalo! Lagot ka, Maki!
Next checkpoint? You're not allowed to continue anymore.
Oh, panis.
Oy, Jason, hindi pang Club PK to. Hindi talaga invited sa mga ganito yan.
So we actually have some of our friends from the Land Transportation Office who's watching right now. So may mga nag-comment na dyan. And we're really hoping that they are present on the event to help us enforce the law.
Ah, galing. I love it. I love it.
Diba? Ang ganda-ganda ng Bohol. Lalo sobra, na yung sobra.
Pero yung mga kaibigan natin sa LTO, wala pa yung plaka ng XADV ko. Saan ko makukuha yun? Mga 2018 pa yun eh. just asking ha. Na-register ko the other day, pero wala pa yung plaka.
Yung 2016 na auto ko, wala pa rin plaka.
Anyway, tulong lang po.
Nakaka-excite. Tsaka ang galing ha, yung may ano, pupulisin talaga yung mga makukulit.
I love it. I love the fact that pwede there's no favoritism. There's no special treatment.
Ah, may question ako. Paano pag may nag-announce na ako yung ano, first to arrive? Ano mangyari?
That's their own social media pages already. They can declare all they want, but it's not going to be posted on our pages, nor we're going to be declaring them. Every posting that we do, there's a very strict regulation under our post that this is not a race. We do not announce top 1, top 2, top 3. Wala po kaming ganun. Kung karera ang habol nila, especially sa mga participants namin ngayon, ang habol nila karera, wag na. Ako na mismo mag-refund sa kanila. Kasi ganito yung kasimple. Ganito kasimple. Yung grupo namin, ilang taon namin pinag-aralan, ilang events ang sinakripisyo namin para maka-perform kami ng magandang event, di ba? Kung ang habol na isirain lang kami, wag na.
Yun.
Tama.
You are not welcome, yung mga kamote rider. Yes. Mga pasaway, huwag kayo sumama dito.
Correct.
Pwede naman palang execute yung ganyan.
Speaking of which,
Nuts!
Kasama ba yan?
Yeah. Nuts is actually our first, Nudge is our first first visitor rider. And he's in his official
pinag-uusapan lang namin yung mga was-was.
May surprise si Nudge. Di ba, Nudge? Kung nanonood ka, Nudge, may surprise kami, Nudge, for everybody. Actually, I think it's also time to announce the ever-famous Sir Jerwin Matibag and his son, Kurt. They will be the first father and son tandem. Who will ride Bohol Loop.
Kasama sila?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they will be championing Republic Act. Republic Act.
3782.
No.
One.
10 something. It's about the speed limitations in the country.
Wow! Oh,
diba?
Mm-hmm.
Galing.
Mm-hmm. Invite sa SMB.
Now, I gotta say, okay. When we rode in Ormoc with Nudge, pare, alam mo naman, chill ride ako, di ba?
Sabi ni Paul Bikers, oh, Nudge, bawal waswas, ha?
Lagot ka. No, I'll tell you this. When we were in Ormoc, and kasama namin si Nudge, pare, takbong chubby ako, di ba? Sobrang relaxed. Dala ko yung BMW R90. So, chill ako tumakbo. Nudge was behind me. He had my back the whole time. Sobrang bait niya. Kaya niya maging mabait.
Mabait naman si Nudge.
Si takot na yan sa CCTV eh.
Niyayari ka ni Maki
oh. Yeah, so it's actually Republic Act 4136 that discusses about speed limitations around the country. Understandably, we're working very closely, specifically pala for those who will be using big bikes. We also understand that there's a weight, the heat of the engine that's added to it. So we're really working on having them at least at the top, maybe 100. It's at least 20 over the limit, pero we're hoping it can be manageable naman. That's where we're slowly improving what we do.
Actually,
event after event.
If you look at, redemptions, lahat tayo nag-umpisang sa kamote.
Sure.
Oh, hindi.
Ano ka, potato? We all started because we were ignorant when we started riding. Diba? Yeah. No, we didn't know any better. But as humans evolve and learn about respecting the roads, respecting the communities we go to, which is why I love that si Nudge medyo, for sure he's turned a new leaf. He's an advocate for safe riding.
He is.
I mean,
mabait na si Nudge.
Even yung idol natin si Jet Li, and aminado siya, 'di ba? That she's when she started out riding,
correct. Tumatayo ng motor.
Oh, nagwiwili. And she's an incredible rider.
True.
And now she's one of the safest riders around. Diba? And if you can get Jerwin and his son to espouse safe riding, mas malaking impact yun sa community.
Yeah, actually, when we discussed about this one, both me and the champ, Sir Jerwin Matibag, it's really... us asking him to help us out in supporting this call. for speed limitations. Kasi ang target po natin dito is to really promote the tourism. Kasi normally, ang biggest question sa amin is, how do we really help promote the local tourism in the area? Apart from what we discussed earlier, andyan rin yung binabayad nila pagbiyahe going to Bohol, yung mga reservations sa mga hotels, other accommodations, karinderya, local businesses na natutulungan ng event. Last year, mayroon po kaming isang participant na looper na nag-post na ang total niya na gasto sa event is 12,500 pesos. Tipid na siya nun. So last year, we had 1,400 participants. So just imagine, if you multiply that 12,500 pesos to 1,400, that's how much money the province actually earned from events that we produce.
Uy, Maki, gumastos ka, ha?
Gumastos ako. Kasama ko, asawa ko.
Ah, kasama si Chris. Nandyan yung budget. Okay. okay. Going back to the loop, what type of bike do you recommend? It, I mean, all bikes are welcome, no?
All bikes.
Pero what do you think would be like the best kind of bike for this type of event?
Now we're talking about rider's profile. Merong komportable na naka-scooter, may komportable pa rin naka-adventure, may komportable na naka-sport bike, meron komportable na mga naka-bobber, for example, or sports touring. It really depends on them. May mga previous events tayo wherein our participants tumatakbo ng 700 kilometers for 2 days na event. Pero mga gamit, 50cc.
Jan C. Idol ko si Jan C. Yeah. Jan, pare.
Meron tayong mga participant na naka... Yung mga Honda Cub na mga 70cc.
Mm-hmm. What?
Meron po tayong ganun.
Yun, no?
Uy, may Honda Cub ako na ganun.
So, yun. Wala naman siyang limitation, actually. I think ang isang sa mga question na sinasisita kami is regarding our carbon footprint. Dahil iba-ibang klase ng motor, iba-iba mga combustion.
Uy, magdala kami ng electric. Back next time.
Oh, yeah, pwede
we'll
yun.
Discuss about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Bring the electrics. Bro, nandiyan ba yung sa Earth Hour natin?
Oh, pwede tayo dun.
Na-share ko ba?
May Earth Hour pa. So pag nag-Earth Hour, papatayin natin yung electric natin.
Wala. So basically, in partnership with Best Western Plus, the Ivy Wall Resort in Panglao, we've decided to incorporate the Earth Hour as part of our event. Na timing yan lang kasi March 23 is also the Earth Hour Day. So at night, we will be having a welcome dinner for some important key persons, individuals, so Best Western, Ivy Wall Panglao, doon din mag-stay si Maki.
Kasi next course, naman, yeah. Panglao!
Call this. And then, ito na po yung kumbaga, return po namin sa carbon footprint namin. Even on our past events, though we don't show it, though we don't publicize it, nagkakaroon po kami ng mga seedlings, tree plantings, may mga ganun po kami ginagawa.
So, you're giving back also to the environment.
Of course.
Aside from the community.
Imagine, hindi naman sana yung island na 2,000 motor ang tatakbo ng isang araw. So, just imagine the carbon footprint that we leave. So, kailangan may solution din po kami how to give that back to Mother Nature.
Alam mo, iba kung merong award-giving body sa mga motorcycle event, etong si Big Sugar din na yung parang Nobel Peace Prize.
Hindi po ako, tayo po lahat. Ang team po namin, tayo po lahat.
Ganyan talaga hihirit ng Nobel Peace Prize winner, di ba? ako yung panalo. Hindi, tayo lahat. Oh, correct.
I think it's already enough that we were recognized by the Tourism Promotions Board, the Philippine Motorcycle Tourism last December 9 as one of the key groups who's been pushing for a better Philippine motorcycle tourism.
Ay, nandun ba yata? Next, election, party list.
Oh, Q815
party list.
Loop PH party list.
Oo, pwede yun. Baboto ko yun.
Oh, safe riding advocacy. Oh.
And tourism.
Wala na akong masabi, kompleto na eh.
Mahirap kasi i-advocate talaga ang safety.
Kaya natin yan. Ipapanalo natin yan.
Hindi. kasi...
All loop kasi first to arrive.
paano ba tayo natuto mag-motor? did we have proper training? Kasi, like, for example, in the US, it's different. You need to get a certain course to get a level one license. Yep, yep. And your level one, that's just up to 400cc. If you want to go to 650, it's another, you know, it's another course that you have to take. Dito wala naman tayong ganun eh. So kaya nga po, maganda rin yung ma-assemble natin yung mga nagpo-provide talaga ng clinics, ng riding clinics. For example, Motor Clyde, sina Coach Mel, and other training school to, you know, so sana minsan ma-infuse natin.
Agree. I mean, kami lahat, Mackie, Buck, and myself. Si Buck is a coach. No, lahat we've done gone through Coach Joey, Coach Mel, Moto Clyde. We always want to learn. We all want to be safer, more responsible riders because that's where the fun comes.
If you guys could recall the first time you guys did an interview with me last year, I think that was episode
1 year na ba yun?
No, last year. It hasn't been a year yet. I think well, 7
Jetty episode.
Prior to that, you guys invited me here and we were talking about safety riding.
Surigao.
We were talking about safety riding, how to really advocate it. Yun eh. Kasi tayo yung kilala ng mga tao. Nakilala na tayo sa industriya ng pagmamotor. Mas maganda siguro na ang pinopromote natin, tulungan na natin i-promote isa't isa na ang pagmamotor ay hindi biro. Kumbaga, marami tayong kasamang nagmamotor almost every day may naaksidente. Sadly, may sumasakabil ang buhay. And if you want to advocate something, it's best to really be an advocate of not just something, but, you know, something that really creates that impact.
You really need to practice what you preach.
True.
Diba? Hindi lang first show para sa vlog, diba, Maki? Hindi lang para sa social media.
Oh, yeah.
Kailangan ano talaga. You need to imbibe what the Loop PH stands for, what Q815 stands for. And much respect to you guys for not just doing it for show, but for really going out of your way to make it a safe and responsible event.
It's hard. Really, really hard.
Dami mong kaaway siguro.
Diba?
No.
Walang mapatol dyan. Laki-laki niyo. Aawayin ko sana. Kaso,
brad, lucky.
It is hard. I'm not kidding. It's really hard.
The Philippine Motorcycle Safety Bouncer.
Big Sugar D. Motor ID Biro. Magapong nakaupo.
Madaling shoutout lang kay brother Kai Lucas. Sir, good evening.
Shout out!
dami natin sa shout out. Si Bing Barredo, Golden Couple Rider, watching you live over Bayawan
City. That's Bayawan? Negros.
Ah, oh, Bayawan
City. Roadcap TV. Mm-hmm. Of course, Arnel, Arsieta, ang dami niyan. Si Butsi Sage Photographers, you guys, what's up, Don? Don Sevilla.
Ito ba, nakalimutan ko. Meron bang ano dyan, yung mga magdo-document ng mga ride na, no?
Yeah, so there are a bunch of photographers who will be joining us as well.
May award ba yan?
Yes, after the event.
Oh.
Di mo pa sa isip, ginagawa na nila.
Ang galing, di ba?
Even after the event, namimigay pa kami ng mga helmets sa mga photographers.
BSD.
We do a lot of that things as well.
Grabe.
Good evening. Sir, the director of Philippine Motorcycle Tourism, Sir Cesar Villanueva, and Sir Edmund Gerald Lozaga.
Happy birthday!
Sir Cesar. Busty, the entire team of Q815.
Edmund.
They're actually in Camiguin right now.
Sarap!
They're serving...
DFTI.
They're serving Mindanao for our incoming Loop de Madrid, Surigao. Because we're going back there on May.
Uy, sama kami.
Whoop. Sana wala kayong schedule by then.
Camiguin tsaka ano, Claveria.
Sana Lanzones season.
Ganda ng Claveria. Paborito ko yan. Surigao din.
Ay, congrats na pala si Motodogo.
Congrats!
Bago motor.
Ayun nga pala.
Si Alex 700 ADV.
Congrats! Motodogo!
Congratulations. Si Jetly din. Congrats sa bagong ano.
MT-800.
At tsaka may isa pa.
Si Certified Lakwat 7. Oh.
Meron din siyang CLX 700 ADV, di ba?
Ito po yung mga motor na
natin. Daming sinusuportahan ng ano,
for our, hopefully, our next Philippine Loop and all the loops that we do as well. Maraming salamat po kay na Tito Boy sa Loop family.
Yeah, Motostrada. Big shout out. CF Moto, Motostrada.
Lou PH.
Lou PH.
Bohol Lou.
O nga, no?
De, sobrang supportive. Lou family ever since sa mga grabe, riders. Hindi lang sa mga riders, pati mga customers talagang sobrang yung after-sales service niyan, ibang klase. O yan. Sino mga babatuhin natin?
Oh, anybody you want to thank? Any news outside of the Bohol Loop that you want to put out there?
So, for all the loopers, our participants, and everybody who's been backing us up, again, thank you. Because of you guys, we are here. We are planning for 5 loops this year. We're also looking at entering Luzon via Albay.
Oy.
Albay Loop.
Malapit sa area mo yan, Bak.
Oo, oh, pwede tayo mag-ano doon. Seafoods.
Oo. Oh,
yeah, tayo mag-crabs.
At saka yung pinakamasarap na McDo, di ba?
Oo, oh, nandun.
Nandun.
Seriously, may McDo overlooking Mayon. Nasabi ni Bak, yun ang pinakamasarap na McDo sa buong Pilipinas.
Because of the view?
Hindi ko alam.
Yung pagkaprito nila parang... Ano eh, bagong mantika lagi.
Talagang pinupuntahan nila yun, pare.
Sinasadya namin yun, tapos gusto pang bilin ng misis ko yung lupang katabi. Para doon natitira, tapos kakain lang daw siya ng McDo lagi. Ang labo.
So okay, Albay. So what are the 5 again?
We're gonna keep... We're not gonna announce.
Oh, okay, yet, okay.
But right after Bohol Loop, please expect... calls,
eh, kami kin, nandiyan na eh.
Surigao del Sur. Okay, kasama yan. But hopefully, kasama yan sa minamapan ni na Boss Ranks ngayon sa Mindanao area. And then, of course, our partners, we have Castrol for our oil.
Castrol, the best
oil. Sila yung namimigay ng oil sa lahat ng participants natin.
That's CS crazy.
Tires, Maxxis Tires, Philippines, for our tires. Of course, Jilly Helmets, Philippines. Si Jilly will be there as well to be giving them, we will be giving away a lot of helmets coming from them.
Bawal magtakip ng ano, brands, ha? Ng sponsor, ha?
Yes. We're hoping that there's going to be no incident. However, of course, for the vloggers out there who has their own sponsors, I hope you guys could also respect the event as we welcome you with full respect as well. I think that's just what we're asking para maiwasan po natin yung sticker gang.
Respect.
Duda ko naman yung mga sumasali kila Big Sugar di ano eh, mga respectful na tao.
Feeling ko. Puro mga medyo...
May narinig ka na bang incident sa kanila?
Never.
Diba? Wala.
Wala. Walang drama. All good vibes.
Meron naman po. Pero these are very... No. I have to be honest, you know, it's not gonna be the cleanest event.
There's so many riders.
Yeah, man. Ang pinaka nakakatakot sa amin dalawa ni Ron, yung partner ko on the ground talaga ni Boss Ron, is the moment we release the riders or the loopers.
Yan, correct.
Kasi paano mo i-control? Paano mo ibababa yung adrenaline?
Oo,
'di ba? Kasi
may alam ako.
Kakanin.
De, sa amin
pinabawalan na yung kakanin.
Yung, insulin spike. Yung
pag-inom ng energy drinks. Pinagbabawal po namin. As much as possible, pinagbabawal namin. Of course, it's still their own option, no?
Lechon, bago mag-start, pare.
Pero ang mangyayari kasi sa take-off, paglabas ng venue, automatic red light kaagad eh.
Ah, yeah.
Galing. Ganun yung ginagawa namin. Pinag-isipan
tapos
talaga.
Every intersection, pula.
Hindi, ano,
tapos
bago mag...
Tapos puro pagkain kaagad.
We are going to be...
iba, bago mag-take-off.
But we're planning to do something new this year to answer that concern. Magkakaroon kami ng ruling na no overtaking for at least the first two checkpoints or first two destinations para makontrol lang namin
yung no overtaking. Oh.
And again, you can track that on the app.
Yeah, we can. Yon. Apart from that, of course, Best Western Panglao, the Ivy World Resort for our official homestay. In Bohol. They've been our home since last year for Bohol Loop. And I really want you guys to experience that. So if you guys can come back or, you know, go
game,
Bohol,
game.
Ano, sino pa ba?
Gusto ko talaga ma-experience si Buck. Hindi pa niya na-try eh.
Yeah, wheel tech, of course, para sa big
alam
bike
mo,
natin.
Never mo ako makikita Pujo, nagmumotor si, sa labas.
Si F-Moto.
Lahat ng motor ko sira eh.
Alam mo, parang masarap sumama sa mga Recon eh, no?
Oh.
Kasi nasan si Boss Trunks ngayon, Kamigin.
Boss Trunks, alam mo na kung sino yung next team mo.
Boss Trunks, baka naman, Recon team.
Yung kasi yung masaya doon, minsan nag-recon kami isang linggo. Oh, diba? Salamat din sa DOT, Tourism Promotions Board.
Yun, diba? Yun, no? Sir Edmond.
Sir Edmond, nag-aantay.
Kasi dapat planchado lahat, di ba? Dapat babalik-balikan mo.
Okay ba to, di ba?
Yung last po na recon ride namin, ang nire-recon naman po kasi namin, kinukuha namin exactly yung coordinates ng mga sirang kalsada, roadworks, mga ganun, sharp turns, para alam namin kung saan maglalagay ng tao, early warning devices, right, na may ilaw, of course. Uy. Tsaka humihingi po kami ng tulong sa DPWH.
Oh, wow. So you guys are even improving the infrastructure of the places you go to.
By reporting.
By reporting the areas na medyo
delikado. The condition of the...
So no? Doon yung mga marshals. Doon kami nag-push ng marshals.
Ito yung mga event na may saysay talaga eh.
Na after the event... No, after the event, it really impacts the community in a positive way. Galing.
We're hoping so. And sana tuloy-tuloy po tayo. And this can only be achieved if we have the same goal together. Because we are all road users. We are all from the Philippines. And of course, alam niyo yun, mas masaya siguro kung lahat tayo can just share the same passion. I mean, we have different type of events. We have different goals maybe. But at the end of the day, it's really more on how we can be better as Filipinos for our own country.
Yeah.
Yun.
All right.
Omar, top that.
Shout out. by the way, gusto ko lang di po salamatan yung mga nagbe-mention sa akin yan. So, mga kuya, cycle
press,
crew.
But press Omar.
Actually, I'm a president of Honda ADB Etiba Club in Cavite.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah, and then
maganda magpa-member ah.
Oh, nga eh.
Yeah, and yeah. Then yon, then mga kuya, then hi.
Sino ba? Maraming dapat pasalamatan eh. Sobrang dami.
It seems like
ako papasalamatan ko si Big Sugar D. Nagpa-unlock ng panayam dito sa atin programa.
Yung
it's always an honor and you know, maraming salamat at nakaupo na naman ako sa mga
kasi po pa yan ha.
Dumayo pa yan dito para lang magano podcast. Layo ng Cebu, no?
Hindi, kasi alam nyo yun, maganda kasi na paminsan-minsan ibang platform naman. And I mean, you know, so of course kami may sarili kaming platform, pero it's good to share platforms.
Because, like Maki.
Oh, kasi iba-iba tayo ng niche. And you guys are three of the most smart guys I've ever hindi nyo lang alam, ganyan sila dito sa harapan ng camera, but once we sit down on their conference...
Bulero din pala to?
Oh, okay. wala.
Kumbaga sa Cebu yan, tinuod ba?
Tinuod. Dinala kasi ako ni Iba ng ano eh, ng hamburger kanina.
Eh, tama yung sinabi niya, masarap din yung hamburger kanina.
And on that note, thank you Omar and of course Big Sugar D.
Thank you very much.
For not only coming all the way here to be on Tunay na Rider, but you know, for creating these incredible events that really create value, positive impact, not just for the community, not just for the riders who participate, but also ang daming bad news about riders, di ba? We need more events like this so that people know na hindi lang yung mga pasaway yung mga rider. There are good riders who will bring value to communities that have respect.
Correct?
Thank you. Siguro, one last thing for me. For other organizers maybe out there, if you guys need help, let us know. Or maybe we can collaborate on different things to better improve whatever we do. If it's about tourism, we'll be more than happy to assist, share ideas with you guys, but not endurances.
Yon.
Si Go Time, dapat supportahan sila.
Correct. Pakilala natin. Oh. Sa Go Time Bank. Because they are also respectful and responsible when it comes to money.
The human bank.
On that note, Zeke, take us out. Maki, don't embarrass us, ha?
This show is brought to you by Horwin, Cardo, Macbeth, Watt Mobility, and Binda Motorrad Philippines. So, may
uy,
mga
si BM, meron event dito.
May mga upcoming
embargo
events.
Embargo pa.
May embargo.
Pa.
May embargo event. Tapos,
Si F Moto.
May lalaunch ang si F Moto kasabay yan ng Bohol Loop, ha.
Punta ako bukas sa Ride Manila, magsi-shopping ako.
Si Himalayan. Ating na raw yung 450.
Balita ko, maganda yung pressure
next
niya.
Next month daw. Ang daming mga 400cc na magaganda pressure.
Next week. Ano bang episode next week? Si Women Who Ride.
Women!
Because March. Because it's Women's Month. Women's Month. UWWR.
See you next week on Tunay na Rider.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.